So today I'm bringing you an overview of the community transformation presentation with a focus on the national networks. Chronic disease burden has been growing at a breakneck pace, and the impact that it has on all aspects of our lives, not just individual health, is enormous. You may already know some of these statistics, but please bear in listening to me repeat them. More than half of American adults have at least one chronic disease. Chronic diseases and chronic illnesses lead to lost productivity, reduced quality of life, and premature death. 7 out of 10 deaths in the United States are caused by chronic diseases, and more than 1 in 3 U.S. adults live with one or more types of cardiovascular disease. There continue to be large gaps in community and clinical preventative services, and 1 in 3 Americans has high blood pressure, a significant risk factor for heart attacks and strokes. Yet less than half of those persons have adequately been controlled. This means that roughly 75% of the money spent nationally on health care is fostered on chronic disease. Our nation's current generation of children will be the first expected to live a shorter life than their parents. So at CDC's mission in the Division of Community Health is to promote sustainability community action to improve health and reduce health disparities. We do this with 3 core principles in mind: maximizing health impact, achieve health equity, and using an expanded evidence base. Bringing our community programs under one roof at the Division of Community Health allows for more seamless transaction and generate new game-changing synergies and ideas to help us reach our future where all Americans have access to good, nutritious food, user-friendly environments that encourage physical activity, and are free of cancer-causing smoke, and the types of preventative care that are critical to helping Americans live longer, healthier lives. We are specifically focusing on promoting health in populations that bear the greatest burden of death, disability, and chronic disease. These are critical gaps that need to be bridged in these communities that would ultimately benefit the whole nation. And so in our division, we have what's called the twin approach, where you have population-wide approach with health equity in mind, plus our targeted culturally tailored interventions approach to address the greatest burden, and it equals what we call our twin approach, which you will hear some of our awardees talk about this in some of their work. So looking at the evidence-based strategies, recently there have been a lot of interest at CDC's policy, systems, and environmental improvements work. CDC is committed in using an expanded evidence base that builds best practices in community health. Sharing information on effective public health policies is an important part of this commitment. In reviewing some of the 20th century's greatest public health achievements, you can see the importance of policy efforts. Policy development around vaccinations in schools, water fluoridization, food safety, and worker safety are just a few of these accomplishments. These successes illustrate that policy development has long been a core function of public health. To expound, the policy development includes conducting analyses to identify strategies proven effective in preventing health and preventing diseases, educating the public, and implementing these strategies while maximizing the impact, and advancing evidence-based strategies that policy development and education are not lobbying. Of course, lobbying is prohibited with the federal funds at the state, local, and federal level. And lobbying is defined as any activity that attempts to influence legislation, and that is grassroots or direct lobbying. So in looking at our overview with the Community Transformation Grant, The lives that are touched are 4 in every 10 Americans to reach potentially 130 million people. The Community Transformation Grant specifically utilized the following 5 strategic directions to achieve healthy success. Tobacco-free living, active living and healthy eating, clinical and preventative services, social and emotional wellness, healthy and safe physical environments. And among these areas, the awardees were required to focus on the top 3 as a part of their work. They could work on one of the first 3. So CTG is made up of 5 components. We have implementation, capacity building, national networks for acceleration, national networks dissemination, and small communities. Each of these have a vital role. They played a vital role in improving the lives of approximately 130 million people. And for our talk today, you will be hearing from the National Network Acceleration Awardees, which helped to spread the CTG program work across the country, particularly in rural and frontier regions and those with health disparities. And then the National Network Dissemination Awardees, which APH is one of those awardees, and this falls underneath what they're doing, thanks to the leadership of Sean. The awardees support, distribute, and amplify the evidence-based strategies of the CTG program nationally. So we had 107 CTG awardees that were distributed to 29 counties that have populations of greater than 500,000. We're in 27 states. These include 10 states that serve every community throughout the state and 14 serving all counties in their state with populations less than the 500,000. The 7 American Indian and Alaska Native tribes were also serviced. We have 1 Territory Plow. The 6 national networks, which is the focus here at our presentations, they help to support the work that I share with you as it relates to dissemination and amplifying. And then we have 40 small communities. I'm sharing with you an overview of the national networks that are part of the community transformation. We have the dissemination-funded awardees, which is the American Public Health Association, Community Anti-Drug Coalition of America, CACA, you will hear from them, Asian Pacific Partners for Empowerment and Advocacy and Leadership Appeal, the American Lung Association, which you will hear from, the National REACH Coalition, who's also presenting, and the YMCA, who's also here to present, which is an acceleration-funded network. So for additional information about this program, which has ended, you can check out this website. And I thank you.